We talked about Panchabhutas. Here Akasha, here air element, it's ether element, air element, here fire element and water and earth element. Here the contribution of ether element is the sound. It's the contribution from the space. If you go up, your NASA says go up, you hear the sound, humming sound, om sound. It's the sound is created here. Further down, when it comes to the heart center, it's the air, is the air's property is touch. This property, this hasn't lost the sound. Here, sound and touch both are there. When it comes here, it hasn't forgotten navel, sound and touch. And it has added one more property called as form. Further down, water element, Swadhisthana Chakra, it has retained earlier quality, sound, touch, form, and it has added another property, taste. Earth element, it has retained the sound, it has retained the touch, it has retained the form, it has retained the taste, and its contribution is the smell. It gives a message for all of us. Today is Yugadi. It's a new year for the some people. It is our family tradition. Whatever is that one, you retain that one. Whatever good is there, don't leave it. The family, whatever good things are there, try to, like air element has retained the sound. Your fire has retained the sound and the touch, and it has added. When you are living for your next generation, not only you pass on the good things and you have to add something and give it to the next generation. You have to retain something from your family tradition, acquire, retain, and you have to add something, then give it to the next generation. If you are not adding anything and if you are not passing on your family tradition, you are deceiving the family tradition. You have to, when we are living, some great things your forefathers have done, acquire, you have to acquire that one, you have to add something to that one and give it. It's a message for all of us for this New Year Chandra Yugadi, that not just pass your life, you have to retain some great qualities. It's our ancestors, they discovered the great things. You have to practice that one and add something and give it. Then only your children will appreciate your lineage. If you do not do that one, children will have no respect for you or your family tradition. That is a great insult. We can give it to, do it to our forefathers. And that one we have to, don't let your children, do an insult to your ancestors. It's a practice and give, contribute something to your next generation. And coming back to the pranayama, we have to know how to sit. Our sitting posture in Bhagavad Gita, it talks about shucho deshe pratishthapya sthiram asana atmana natyuchritam natinicham chaila jinakushottaram. For doing the practice, we should know how to sit. And Shri Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, he talks about how we have to sit. Shucho deshe, the place we are doing pranayam, where you are doing meditation, where you are practicing, it should be clean, pure. Shucho deshe pratishthapya. You have to be established in that one. Same place. Today my guests are there, so I will practice in another room. And tomorrow I feel like doing in the other room. And tomorrow it's a weekend or a holiday, I will get up very late. And I will do it at 12 o'clock when I get up. It says same time, same place. Try to do that one. That is discipline. If you are doing every day 5 o'clock, whether weekend or weekdays, whether long weekend or days or holiday, you have to sit on the same time. Chucho deshe pratishtapya, same time try to sit. This is the what our great yogis have done. That is the, I'm conveying that one, how we had to practice. Same place, you had to same time. Shucho deshe pratishtapya sthiram, your posture should be firm and relaxed. Not a sloppy posture, not a this posture. It's a firm and it's relaxed. Shucho deshe pratishtiram asanatam, asana. Your seat should not be too high. If it is too elevated, you may be scared that you may fall down. Or it should not be too soft, too much of cushion. If you try to do that one, you will sink in and your posture becomes unstable. It should be stable and not too high, not too low. Shucho natiruchitam na atinicham chailajina kushotaram. It's a kusha. Kusha means this darba. This darba. Darba mat, it's mentioned. Kusha, kusha on the sit. Sit on this grass, grass mat. Uttara, on the top of that, put some cloth. Put some cotton cloth, pure good cloth or a silk every day. Sit on that one. Why you put cotton or silk? Because of this grass, sometimes it may be a bit, it's a rough surface, it may hurt. That's why put some cloth. Why Shri Krishna is saying this one? When you sit on this one, you notice your mind has calmed down very quickly. If you try to sit on this rubber mat, it's synthetic, a lot of chemical is added. When you try to sit that one, energy is not as good as this one. It is said, if you want to do a meditation, sit on this one. Kusha uttara, uttareya, uttareya, top cloth. You put on that one and do the meditation. You see the difference. These are the paraphernalia, outer things, what are required before you sit for meditation. Next week I will talk about inner things, what are required for meditation. These are the outer things. Shri Krishna has talked about darbha grass. On that one, your posture is firm and relaxed, not too high, not too low, in the same place, at the same time. You have to sit for going. It's an inner journey. Suppose if I want to go out, I can seek help of other friends or GPS. I can take help from others. But when you are going within, no one can come with you. You are a lone traveler. The long way to cover. You need the required, these are the required equipment we have to carry. Backpack. What are the backpack? These are the backpack. You are the lone traveler. And no other support is there except your mental strength and your breath, your posture. We make use of that one. And you make inroads in your practice. You are a lone traveler. And use your inside as a strength. Go within and discover the beauty within. That is the Shri Krishna. That is where he is coming from. We will touch upon the next part next week. Left thumb and index finger together.